woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show.
Hey.
Don't you dare.
Oh, I dare. I dare.
Happy Friday. 17 degrees today. It's a gorgeous morning. Driving in and looking at the CN Tower, I was like, oh my
beautiful
gosh.
Best city in the world, baby.
Yep. It is. It is. And you know what? Vaccines are being distributed. I think the second fastest of any country. Like, it's unbelievable. We're doing a great job. We need a few more of them. But listen, life's happening, all right? It's going good.
Isn't it?
I'm making sure it is, all right? I'm just going to say that
it
is.
And
I'm going to feel better about it this morning.
Good call.
Okay, so here's what we got. We got a lot for you. Verified Virgin Radio. How much money on the line for this one, Producer Jesse?
$36,250.
$250. That's everyday payday, Jack.
Right, sorry.
Verified,
I was listening to the song.
Verified Virgin Radio. Here, I won't distract you. I'll put the actual bet on. Verified Virgin Radio is this. You taking an Insta story or taking a picture on Instagram and then sending it to us or tagging us in it. So it's the easiest thing to do is just say, hey, I'm listening to Virgin Radio, and like, and then show us your radio or your iHeartRadio app. And you just tag at Virgin Radio Toronto. We will not give you $36,000 for that.
No.
$250, though.
Still great.
You've got till 10:30 to get that in. So it's super easy. Tag at Virgin Radio Toronto. Verify that you're listening. Boom. Then we have the Everyday Payday, which pays you $100 every single day for 365 days. If you do the math and multiply that by 365 times 100, there you go. $36,500. Thank you, Jax.
No, I'm thinking ahead, you
Let's
know?
Let's check ahead. Yeah. Check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind, man?
Do you guys think there should be an actual emoji for people having sex?
No.
Because 86% of people, according to a new survey, say there should be a sex emoji.
There are many sex emojis. It's just different positions.
No. They're talking like straight up people doing it in the emoji.
Probably not.
Yeah. I don't think it's a good idea.
I think it's more fun to just be kind of colloquial about it. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what that word means, but I want the full-on emojis.
Eggplant and peach.
Also, if it took us 6 years to get the redhead emoji, I don't think we're getting a sex emoji anytime soon.
Jax, what about you? What's on your mind besides money?
Besides thinking of the Rebecca Black video, I will be very busy, and I think a lot of people in the world will be on Sunday night on Crave because the fourth season of Handmaid's Tale is coming out. Most of it shot right here in Ontario, so can't wait for that.
And they're shooting season 5 right now.
Yes, they are. They're ahead.
Under his eye. Jesse.
Yesterday for Earth Day, Shawn Mendes hopped on TikTok and YouTube Live, and he talked to astronauts on the International Space Station. And it was a 20-minute live stream, and he took questions from kids all around the world, and he asked the astronauts. But then the last question was from Shawn himself. And I don't know why he's the most unintentionally funny person ever, but he asked them how they stay grounded in their everyday life.
Stop it.
How they what?
Okay, so there's one last question from me, and this is crazy, but since we've been speaking, you guys have traveled literally about halfway around the Earth, which is insanely surreal to think about. We all know that time is so precious. So do you guys have any tips about how to save the time and be very precious, be very present in the moments we are given?
Well, I think the first thing is...
They all, you can't see it here, but they actually like all look at each other like, that's very complicated.
Sean!
Is there another one coming, or is it just that's
no,
the last
no,
one?
No, answer the question.
I would have just cut the feed.
Oh, sorry, Sean, you're breaking up.
Oh, Sean.
Man, okay, if you haven't yet, you need to check out Benny Drama on TikTok. He does the best Shawn Mendes and the best Billie Eilish impression you've ever heard in your entire life. So
good.
So funny. Me and Camila have just been hanging out with our dog.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
When you could care less, is it that you could care less or that you couldn't care less?
I would say I could care less, and I feel like that's probably wrong.
Couldn't care less apparently is the right phrase, although the Merriam-Webster Dictionary treats both phrases as the same because everybody gets them wrong so much.
Really?
I couldn't care less. I could care less.
Interchangeable. Okay.
A little bit grammatically incorrect on the couldn't care less, but you know, at the same time, whatever. Who cares? We get the point.
Yeah.
Now, TJ, there are phrases that we say wrong every single day.
Yes.
Jax and I have not seen these.
And there are things like, you know, espresso, not expresso. And people always say, I turned my my life to the complete 360. And it's your life to the 180. Yeah. Because if you get a 360, you're right back where you were.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so here are three. And I want to give you guys the option, and you have to decide on which one is the, is the right one. Are you ready? Okay. Is it all intensive purposes? Or all intents and purposes?
All intents and purposes.
Intents and purposes.
You guys are both correct.
Thank you.
Hey.
Because you have intentions. Yeah. You're intense. Yeah.
I just thought that one sounded more accurate. I had no idea that the definition
all
would help.
All intents purposes. These purposes are very intense.
Yeah. Okay, I thought that was pretty easy. Here's a little bit trickier. Is it butt naked or buck naked?
Buck.
Buck, but it should be butt.
It should be butt, but it is buck naked. Yeah. Both right. All right. And since we're on butts, is it nip it in the butt or nip it in the bud?
Mm. I was having this thought yesterday because my brother texted me that and he said butt, but I was like, is it butt? I think it is bud. Like you're pruning a bud on a plant, right?
Yeah. So when you're when you want to stop something from growing, you nip the bud. So yes, it's bud.
You guys are 3 for 3.
Hey!
This was not as exciting as I thought it was going to be.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. All right, TJ. So what else you got for us?
Yeah. Oh, well, ever tell you guys my parents are divorced?
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Guys, big news day. Big news day. The city of Toronto just announced they will paint physical distancing circles at Trinity Bellwoods Park again this spring. You may recall they installed similar circles last year to ensure safety when people were out enjoying the park. Now, there is no word yet on the exact day of when the spray painting will
happen. They had helicopters live casting it last
because there was nothing else going on. So CP24 actually had a chopper above the park and they were like, yep, they're painting the circles. Yeah. We can see it.
Do you remember Trinity Stock, basically?
It was just like, nuts.
It was just, that was a wild weekend. And then everybody was, I think that they closed the bathrooms. So people were just going
on people's lawns. Yeah, it was really bad. I was actually at Bellwoods not too long ago. I know, surprise, surprise. But people are actually making their own circles now. Like it really worked. Like, they stick to the circles. It's actually a good idea.
You gotta do something. According to a new study, listening to rap and drinking strong coffee makes you a way better driver. A UK-based behavioral science consultancy, CX Lab, and a car insurance company hosted a virtual experiment where they had 103 drivers' reaction times measured under various conditions. Drinking coffee had the biggest impact on people's driving. People who drank coffee before they got in the car stopped an average of 26 yards earlier than stopping in the road with someone who didn't drink coffee. Music was the second biggest difference, and people who listened to rap stopped 16 yards earlier. Believe it or not, the third best thing you can listen to is your kids screaming at you 14 yards earlier.
Oof.
If your kids are yelling.
Kids you alert?
No thanks.
They found that people who listened to smooth jazz had the worst reaction times with an average of four yards later than people who listened to nothing. So don't listen to jazz.
Just takes you away.
Just takes you away.
Makes you snoozy.
Hey, friends, this Sunday on CTV is the Oscars. The show is going hostless for a third year in a row, and the movie Mank leads the way with 10 nominations. Now, CTV's live coverage of the 93rd Oscars begins at 8 o'clock on Sunday. But tonight, E! Talk is previewing the Oscars, and that's anchored by Danielle Graham and Tyrone Edwards, and that starts at 7 o'clock on CTV.
Nice to see Danielle back, too. Yeah. She's just come back from having her little baby.
Yeah, Marigold, cute.
Will Tyrone be wearing a turtleneck?
Yes, hopefully.
He is very handsome.
No, okay.
So handsome.
Tyrone doesn't wear, like, turtlenecks do not go on Tyrone. They pick Tyrone up from a lineup, like, please wear me.
Yeah.
He is devastatingly handsome.
He is.
It's ridiculous.
It's intimidating.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
Anyway, that's what's trending. Tyrone's hot.
Hey, by the way, okay, so we got a couple opportunities at money this morning. The first one for $250, verified Virgin Radio. All you need to do is send out an Insta story, tag at Virgin Radio Toronto. You can DM us too. And just verify that you're listening to 99.9 Virgin Radio. But post it on your Insta stories, tag at Virgin Radio, and show us your radio, show us you, show us your iHeartRadio app, however it is you listen. And then after that, in a couple songs, actually, it's the Everyday Payday, where we pay you $100 for an entire year straight. $100 every single day for a whole year. Keyword, 8 o'clock.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Anytime you see an article that says, not since the Great Depression, it's like, whoa, I'm in.
Yeah.
What's happening that has not happened since the Great Depression?
It's a long time.
Well, and what do you think it is? Because obviously, 100 years ago, we were going through something pretty similar. Spanish flu,
Lasted for 3 years, by the way. 3 years? We're a year and a half in. I'm just saying.
Ooh, don't say that.
I know.
It's something that millennials ruined for sure.
Millennials didn't ruin it in the 1920s, though.
No. I mean, like, we've ruined something for the first time since the Great Depression. Right. That's my guess.
Jack, what do you think?
Flapper dresses.
No.
Okay.
Living at home with your parents.
Okay.
More people in their 20s live at home with their parents now than have in the last 100 years.
Wow.
The last time it was this high?
Yeah.
Right after the pandemic and then the 1920s.
Wow, really?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, sorry. Highest number since the Great Depression, so it was 90 years ago.
If my parents lived here, I'd be in. I'd be done. I'd go home.
Would you?
Yeah. Yes. Good excuse to hang out with my parents and, like, live for free. Actually, I'm 32, and maybe I wouldn't get along with them as well as I anticipated.
Sounds nice until you try to bring somebody home, and then it's not so nice.
I have so much respect for anyone our age that managed to move home.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you have that freedom of not living with your parents, that feeling never really goes away. And then when you have to be thrust back upon that, oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if your parents are overbearing and want to know everything that you're doing all the time. Mm-hmm.
Well, so I moved back in with my mom three times in my 20s.
Yeah.
First time was when I moved from Halifax to Toronto, Virgin Radio, Halifax to Toronto. And then I was there for 6 months, then moved out. And then when I left to go to Virgin Radio Calgary from here, from 99.9, I got rid of my apartment and stayed at my in my mom's basement for 6 weeks.
Okay.
Until my contract ran out, switched over, and then I left and then hopped on a plane to Calgary and literally left. And then when I came back, I was looking at renting apartments. And mom's like, you know, what you really should do is move back in with mom.
Oh.
And so I lived with her for a year. I bought a condo.
Yeah.
I was able to buy a condo because of that. And and that was before things went completely ballistic on the market.
Yeah.
And it thank God for her, man. It set me up. It was it was a smart thing.
Yeah.
Now, I have to tell you, being single at the time, that was my biggest challenge.
Yeah.
Because when I was 21, she didn't say anything about bringing people home. Mm-hmm. And I did because I lived in the basement.
And you had a side door, sneaky side door.
So when I moved back in when I think I was 23, she was like, okay, so... No randoms in my house.
That must have been such a trip for any girl that you brought home. They wake up in the morning, go upstairs, get coffee.
Oh, no.
Is that Marilyn Dennis?
No, there was no going upstairs. No.
Get out the side door. Get out the side door.
And
roll out the laundry room window.
Honestly, you shouldn't stay.
No.
Either side, if it's one of those. Even if you're dating, it's sort of like,
no.
Because it's someone's house, right? It's someone's parents' house. Yeah. So anyway, long story short, if you have moved back in with your parents... Beyond that, there's other challenges too. Like, your parents have a cleanliness level.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And it's highly doubtful that in your 20s, you're at that level. Like, I'm in my 30s, and I think I'm starting to approach the level that my parents were at, because it takes a while to kind of wind up to that.
I've surpassed mine.
Super clean. How are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But, man, my mom was all over me. Dishes in the sink. No way. Like, I used to get text messages at work.
Yeah.
I was a grown man. I was 25 years old. And she's like, you didn't put the dishes away. And I'm like, doing a show here.
To be fair, another way to word that is, you, a grown man, left dishes in the sink for your mom to clean up.
Well, to be honest with you, it was because the dishwasher was clean and I didn't want it to empty.
There it is.
And on that note, I think that we also, you were saying you have respect for kids that move back in.
Absolutely.
We have to give a shout out to parents who let their kids move back in.
That's
like,
true.
That's all the big thing. If you're a parent, thank you.
So, and I remember actually a couple years ago, producer Jesse, I'm going to bring you on for this. So we moved him out of his house.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my buddy Steve, we all have a podcast together with Jesse. And so we went to Jesse's house, moved him out into his first apartment, and I got to see Jesse's teenage bedroom. And that is always a trip.
What was that like?
When you are in somebody, your friend's house, and you get to see the bedroom the way it was when they were teenagers. So Jesse had two walls of posters. One wall was Family Guy. One wall was The Office.
Incredible.
And then and then all the baseball awards, because you played AAA, right?
Yeah. I had a whole shelf of just all of my awards from like age 5 to 13 or whatever.
Yeah.
I never threw them out.
And Jesse's mom and dad have their, him and his sister Michelle, their degrees they're on the wall in the living room.
That's really
and
sweet.
And I was like, wow, I never gave my parents one of those.
No. You tried twice.
Yeah.
0-for-2. And they're 2-for-2 with the two kids. Now, okay. So what we want to ask is, you moved back home, but here's the stipulation. You move back home and you're in your teenage bedroom. What does it look like? Ooh, did your parents preserve it like a mausoleum? which I have to say, producer Jesse, I think your parents cleared it right out afterwards, right?
Yeah, because I think they always want, because that was the actually the, I'd moved out and then I'd come back for like a month and then I moved out again. So they had always left the bedroom because they're always like, come back.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
we
yeah.
want you
of
back
course,
in the house.
Of course they love their son.
They always want their kids around.
So the question is, you moved back, you're in your teenage bedroom. Is it the exact same or does it look a little bit different now? You know what I mean? 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. It doesn't have to be right now, but you did move back at one point. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Shawn Mendes, Justin Bieber.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Is your teenage bedroom completely preserved like a mausoleum? Are you living in it right now? I mean, a lot of people are. It's the most since the Great Depression are now living in home. People in their 20s. Pretty crazy. And it's been on the rise for a few years, but obviously this accelerated it because, you know, rising housing costs and all that stuff. Most people are, a lot of people in their 20s are staying at home. So our question to you is, you live at home or you moved home at some point in your 20s. Was your room exactly the same? And what was in it? TJ, text messages. What are they saying?
From the 416, I moved back in with my parents last summer and was immediately transported back to 2007.
Yeah. Yes.
There's High School Musical posters everywhere.
Incredible.
Everywhere I look at Zac Efron. And I'm not going to lie, I'm not hating it.
he's timeless, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, has he aged since High School?
No, he looks so good. And he's filming in Toronto this summer. And you better believe I'm going to be hunting.
I would rephrase that for sure. But
Okay.
From the 289, I'm pretty sure my parents turned my old teenage bedroom into a sex dungeon because every time I go there, the door is closed and I'm never allowed in.
Mom and Dad.
It's definitely a sex dungeon.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's great.
Or they're hiding presents for you.
Yeah.
Sure. Or themselves.
Yeah.
Another one here from the 289. As soon as I moved out, my twin sister took over my room. It was slightly bigger. My parents turned her room into a huge closet.
Yeah.
So going back to my parents, I had to watch my sister live in my room while I was on the couch.
Oh, that's fun. So I guess, Jax, who had the better room, you or your brother?
My brother.
Who had the better room, TJ? You, your sister, your
brother. There was a hierarchy. So my brother had the best one, then my sister, then me.
Now, when they moved out, because they're older than you guys.
Yeah.
Jax, you're the younger.
Yeah, I'm the
younger. You're both younger.
Yeah.
Did you get to upgrade?
Yeah, I stole my brother's room like the hour he moved out.
Okay, all right.
I moved to the basement.
Did you?
We had a
spare bedroom in the basement. I moved down there, a view of the garden. It was very nice.
Okay, now. Was that good, like a good choice?
What's that? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. No. And the second I moved out, my mother turned my bedroom into a closet.
Yeah. Really?
Herself. Yes, the second. Like, I wasn't even out of it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's how it remains to this day. Yeah.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto streets might be dirtier than usual this spring. Rathet, the company that was awarded the street sweeping contract by Toronto City Hall, doesn't have enough street sweepers to properly sweep the streets. The company would have needed at least 12 mechanical broom sweeper vehicles to tackle the entire area of Toronto over the course of this month, but somehow entered the agreement without actually having
what?
Them.
Hold on. Okay, let's recap here.
Okay, yeah.
So we signed a contract with a company.
Yes. So the city will ask private companies to do various tasks throughout the city.
Sure.
One of which was sweeping the streets of Toronto. Now, part of this to make it work and make it feasible for the city was that this company needed to have minimum of 12 mechanical broom sweeper vehicles. Those are the little carts that Jack loves. They're like the size of a golf cart.
They have them.
The big hose on it and they suck up all the garbage. Now, the city entered into a contract with this company without this company having any of these vehicles.
So they only needed 12 vehicles.
12, yeah.
They had how many out of 12?
It doesn't seem like they had any.
And the city didn't ask?
I guess not.
The city didn't say, by the way, do you own this vehicle?
Not a word.
It's like buying a car from a grocery store. Like, they don't have it.
So
what?
It was supposed to have started on April 6th for completion by the 27th. The city has now decided to deploy its own teams. Meanwhile, Rathet, the company
that
with the street sweepers could face fines of $100 per kilometer of road it was supposed to have cleaned.
But they didn't have, they knew that they didn't have any little cars.
Now, I don't know if they did or did not have little cars. They could have had like maybe six or seven, but But
why would you lie about the little cars?
Yeah, it's either someone's lying or someone didn't do their job. That's basically where we're at.
How much do you think a little garbage car would cost me?
I bet you'd be 10, 15 grand.
Okay.
Because it's got a lot of mechanical stuff.
If I can get an investment for that and then get my own garbage car company, I'm going to get hired by the city. I'm going to do this myself.
You're a little garbage troll anyway.
I love them anyways.
Okay.
It was one of the first things I noticed about Toronto.
Okay. All right. But just think about this for just a second. You don't even ask if they have the vehicle?
No.
I think
I don't even blame the company.
Right? You kind of just assume, well, if you're trying to get into the bidding process, you just assume that you have everything that's required.
No, but you should look into a garbage car's resume.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, right?
You should look into that.
Show me a picture of one that you might have somewhere. Did you pick it up on Kijiji? Where is it?
I'm starting my own. You watch.
How many jobs did you apply for that they say they need proof of a high school diploma and you didn't provide proof of a high school diploma?
This is literally not that. This is a contract with the city.
I'm not cleaning the floor with my diploma, man. Yeah.
Well, kind of you are.
Okay.
Holy smokes. There's a new calculator online to figure out how many followers and views you need to quit your day job. The good folks at Licked.co have crunched the numbers to create a social salaries calculator, which uses various industry estimates to work out exactly how much you need. So, they did this, by the way, because 22,000 people a month are searching how to become an influencer on Google.
Good cash on there.
So they use the U.S. average salary of $34,103 as the goal. Mm-hmm. And they estimate you would need well over 8 million views on YouTube, 105 sponsored posts on Instagram, or 93 million views on TikTok.
That's
in order
a lot.
To quit your day job and become a full-time influencer.
To make $30,000?
Yeah.
That's not true.
No, that's not true at all. You could do it with a lot less. A lot less. And people are.
But that's American.
No. There are a lot of people in this city making big money, and you're like, who are you? And they're verified, and they've got 150,000 followers, and they're living the life.
Like really?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, don't trust the good people then at Licked.co.
I can't imagine why.
What they're talking about.
This trending is unbelievable.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
If you want a Google Smart Home Mini, you don't even have to play trivia and get any of the answers right. All you have to do is pick which one of us doofuses will win. Now, is it Jax, is it TJ, or is it me, Adam Wilde? Text it to us at 999999. Sometimes it helps to have a reason why you picked your champion. Now, producer Jesse, this trivia is going to be very interesting. What's the twist?
So, this Sunday on
CTV
are the Oscars. So I'm going to play you a song from a movie, and you got to tell me what movie the song is from.
Great.
Okay.
So, and then there's only 10 seconds of the song. When 10 seconds hit, you'll hear a loud clown laugh.
Oh, sure.
And that's the buzzer.
I don't want that.
Because we're all clowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Friday. That's why.
Okay. All right.
Silly vibes.
Okay. All right. You guys ready for the first song?
Yeah.
Play it.
TJ.
Oh, no.
Adam. Jax.
What's it called?
Jax?
What's it called?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Nobody? No.
A Star is Born.
No.
We focus on the song for so long.
Wow. All we do is make fun of that song, and we don't even know the movie.
Upsetting. Oh,
disappointing.
Wow, you know, there's some people at home or in their cars right now saying I don't know if I can handle these people.
Greatest song of all time.
Yeah, gonna try it down here.
All right. Song number
number two.
Number two. I can see but
you when you dance. Trolls.
Thank you.
I got nieces and nephews. My niece loves Trolls.
Yeah.
She would bring it up four times a day that she wanted to watch Trolls. And she would say it so casually. She'd be like, you want to watch Trolls with me?
Cute.
No.
That's
really cute. I watched it three times today.
All right. Yes, that was Justin Timberlake. Can't stop the feeling from Trolls.
Okay.
Song number three. Everything is awesome. Jax.
That's Tegan and Sarah, and that is from the Lego movie.
The Lego movie. Everything is awesome.
All right.
But good job, Jax.
Wow.
No way. Nice. Did you get the Tegan and Sarah one?
I'm shocked.
Just because they're lesbians doesn't mean I know
because
all of their
music.
No,
because you love Tegan and Sarah.
You love Tegan and Sarah. Yes, they are lesbians. And you follow their plant.
Yeah. One of them has a plant account. Yeah, it's good content.
An Instagram account for a plant.
If I lived on the West Coast in the mountains, I would have a plant account too.
All right,
Jesse. All right.
This one, you got to tell me what number movie it was well, because it was a number. Clap along
if you feel like happy. Oh, my God.
Pharrell's Happy? Where's it from?
TJ. Jurassic Park, The Lost World.
I just no idea.
It was from Despicable Me 2.
I haven't got to that stage of childhood yet where they're obsessed with
I don't
movies.
Like those minions.
Okay.
All right. I don't trust song them. Number five. Maybe they're not them, but
tears might let me know.
That's Black Panther.
Damn.
Wow. All right, everybody's got a point. Wow. Whoever gets this last one wins trivia.
That is one of the... Oh, I love that song. Yeah. Okay.
All right. This is for all the marbles. Whoever gets it wins trivia. Play the song.
Charlie's Angels.
Done.
TJ's pissed.
I mean, I'm not happy.
All right. So, if you picked me, it's a rare time when I actually win one, but when it does happen, you picked me, we're calling you back. Yeah. So, if you get a call from a random number and you texted my name to 99999, that's probably us telling you you want to Google Smart Home Mini. I'm exhausted.
Bit of an asterisk in there, I'd say. Whatever.
He accepts loss as well, our TJ.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Occasionally, you got to have an intervention with one of your friends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we thought we'd involve you in this one because usually this is a conversation you have off the air. However, it's a bit of an issue for Jax and Jesse and I. TJ has this thing that he's trying. Where instead of saying goodbye, and at the end of every phone call,
every
that we take,
single one,
he says,
"Ciao,
ciao,"
like you yell it sometimes.
Okay, if you don't know what we're talking about, if you haven't heard this, we actually got a text message this morning. TJ trying to make ciao happen is killing me.
What are you talking about?
Every single time. Every single time, you
just
shout it.
So I'm just saying ciao.
Just from this 5-day period, this week alone, I have compiled 20 plus chows.
We got a lot of phone calls.
Okay,
listen.
Here we go. Here, ready?
She'll sell it and buy like a 98 Civic with
it. Yeah, that'd be great. Hey, thank you for your call, though. We do really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're awesome. Take care.
Ciao.
So there's a, okay. Good. They deserve every penny and more.
Yes, they do.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
Ciao.
Hey, thanks for your call.
All right. Thanks. Ciao.
You don't even let them talk sometimes.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Yeah, have a great day, honey.
Ciao.
Thank you guys too.
Covers your premium.
Stop.
Stop.
Hang on.
Ciao.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. Ciao.
A quick one.
Ciao.
Thanks, Amber. Hang on.
Ciao.
Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Don't worry.
Ciao.
TJ, we love your ears.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Have a
good one. That was a good ciao.
That was a great ciao. Listen to that again.
Your ears.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Ciao.
You held that.
Hard ciao.
That's a hard ciao.
Needed her to know.
All right. Ciao.
Bye.
Our step closer to 100 grand.
Thank you so much.
Ciao.
It's great.
Oh. Jax doesn't win.
Jax likes the chow.
No, I've started trolling you is what's happening
here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Ciao.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hang on. Ciao.
But by the way, in protocol, it's my job to say hang on. Yeah. But TJ jumped in there.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hang on. Ciao. I'll take it from here. Yeah.
Throwing it out there, you know.
Wait, how long?
Thanks, Danny.
Ciao.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
She's
so
just
harsh.
Waiting for that one.
Yeah.
Ow. Okay, now this one's a little bit more aggressive. Okay. This is important that
we love you, man. We love you, buddy. Ciao.
Love you guys too, yeah.
That was our $100,000 winner.
Yeah.
For Destroy Your
It's a
Dad.
Big deal. He deserved a chow.
It's like a chow bullet. Like,
chow.
Thanks so much, guys. Take care.
Chow.
Okay, bye.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Jack's feeding him to it. And then a couple of chow backs. Okay.
Oh, I love this.
Occasionally, TJ chow will chow and you'll chow him back.
You rock,
love
Teresa.
You. Take your...
Chow.
Chow.
Brother, chow.
Chow.
See?
That's two people.
No, you're wrong.
Right. So, what are you doing?
Yeah, what's up here?
I honestly don't know what you guys are talking about. That's how I say goodbye. I've been to Italy before, and I just really enjoyed how they would say ciao.
Once. Yeah. And you stayed out of the sun the whole time.
Yeah. Didn't, I burnt in the shade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just really enjoyed the culture and how they would say ciao. And now I say ciao.
You know when, like, you're in a conversation, you're waiting for your next time to talk? Towards the end of phone calls, are you just, like, hyper-focusing on, I gotta get my ciao in?
No, because the ciao is such a part of me. I don't even realize I'm doing it.
You're wedging it in there. Listen to this.
Thank you. Have a day,
you're not
There's no wedging going on there. That's natural conversation.
That is not a natural chow.
That is the palest chow I've ever heard.
It's heavy.
Some people deserve heavy chows.
That's so funny. Text message from the 406. That's so funny. I never realized TJ was addicted to saying chow until you pointed it out. And a bunch of people are like, yo, I was wondering about this. So, okay. So here's the question. TJ, you don't think this is anything.
No, it's our
question to you is, are you for or against the chow? The TJ chow.
If you're against chow, by the way, we're friends off.
Thank you.
Like, really? 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Are we pro chow?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You can text in whether you're pro or you're anti this after you hear it. If you haven't heard it yet, here it is.
Take care.
Ciao.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
Ciao. All right.
Have
Ciao.
A great day.
That's no. right.
Thank you.
Ciao.
No problem.
Ciao.
Thank you guys too.
Ciao.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. Ciao.
Bye.
Ciao.
TJ. Thanks, Amber. Hang on.
Ciao.
Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Don't worry.
Ciao. Ciao.
So much.
You're welcome. Ciao.
So much.
You're welcome. Hang on. Ciao.
Throwing it out there, you know.
Ciao.
Thanks so much, guys. Take care.
Ciao.
And this one is my particular favorite because this is the most aggressive ciao I've ever heard in my life. And I've spent a lot of time with Italians who say it beautifully, but it's thick. This is the thickest chow I've ever heard in my entire life.
We love your ears.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Have a
day. Bye, honey.
Okay, first of all, I don't hear a problem with any of that. Secondly, you're welcome.
So we wanted to know, because TJ's trying to make chow a thing. It's like fetch.
I'm not trying. This is how I say goodbye.
Okay.
Is it?
So the question is at 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text, are we pro chow or are we anti chow? Because I can tell you that Jesse and I have some questions about it.
Unfortunately, we're getting a lot of pro chows.
Oh, really?
A lot of pro chows. One from the 416. I don't mind the chow. TJ likes to stand out. Text in 289, I love the chow. I'm going to ask all my friends and family to do a one-month chow challenge.
Good,
Great idea.
Hashtag chow challenge.
No, we can't have that. No,
it's happening.
Text in the 905, pro chow. I say it all the time, but I'm Italian. Text in the 905, stop using chow. Michaela.
I'm sorry, Michaela. That's not going to happen.
Is that our producer, Michaela?
No, I don't think
texting
so. I think it's
home?
Just random.
Michaela would love chow.
Okay.
And final text here from the 647. On air, TJ, I'm pro chow. Big Italian glow up.
Yeah, that's me. All right. Listen, guys, I spent 3 days in Rome last summer. So
Thank you.
Like, that's aggressive. Okay, so, all right. Now, producer Jesse, you've taken all the calls and texts and...
Does this have to stick with us?
Yeah, do we have to keep the chow?
The people have voted and they want the chow to stay.
Yes.
Okay.
I just hope you know what you've signed up for. Because all you're going to hear now is
chow.
Listen, here's what I think. As the czar of chow, I think every text you send into this radio station has to be signed off with chow. I think every time you call us, you have to sign off with chow.
But you're making people say it now,
every comment on Instagram has to be signed off with chow.
So it's more than just you.
It's a lifestyle now.
Oh my God.
A chow style.
It's Virgin Radio.
No.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto streets might be dirtier than usual this spring. This is kind of a wild story. Rafat, the company awarded the street sweeping contract by the city of Toronto, doesn't have enough street sweepers to properly sweep the streets.
How many do they need?
They need 12 mechanical broom sweeper vehicles to tackle the entire area of Toronto over the course of this month.
How did they get it?
We don't know. Somehow they entered into the agreement without actually having them in tow. So
I just... How do you not check?
Okay, right.
How do you not check?
Yo, could I go to Uber right now and say, guys, I would like to be a driver. And then they would ask me if I had a car, right?
Yeah, I'd imagine
probably.
So.
Yeah. They didn't do that here.
Toronto didn't do that?
Here's the wild part. So the work was supposed to have started on April 6th for completion by the 27th of April. The city has now decided to deploy its own teams with these mechanical broom sweeper vehicles. Like, you know what they are. They're the size of a golf cart. They have the big hose on the front. They're like a mechanical elephant. Well, Rafat, meanwhile, could face fines of $100 per kilometer of the road it was supposed to have cleaned in that time. So,
like,
just someone didn't do their homework.
And you can't be like, you know, it's been a pandemic. We've been busy. I kind of check about the street. No, that's not an excuse.
I think you can check up on it whether they own the vehicle.
I feel bad for the company getting fined.
Why?
Why?
Well, they signed a contract. They didn't have the machine.
Yeah, but
you know what? I'm going to clean up your garbage, but I don't have a garbage
truck. Have you ever applied for a job you're unqualified for?
Okay, stop making this comparison. It's not the same.
Does that make you, is it your fault if you get it?
I rose to the challenge.
It's not saying you started a year earlier than you did. It's that you literally don't have any garbage trucks.
Yeah. Well, maybe the city should research that. According to a new study, listening to rap and drinking strong coffee makes you a better driver. A UK-based behavioral science consultancy and a car insurance company hosted a virtual experiment in which they had 103 drivers get their reaction times measured under various conditions, one of which was drinking coffee. They found that it had the biggest impact on people's driving, and the people who drank coffee before they got in the car stopped an average of 26 yards earlier than someone who did not. They found that music made the second biggest difference, with people listening to rap music stopping 16 yards earlier than people who didn't, who weren't listening to any music. And believe it or not, the third best is having your kids scream at you in the car. People who had their kids yelling at them in the car stopped 14 yards earlier. They also found that those listening to smooth jazz had the worst reaction time, stopping an average of 4 yards later than people listening to nothing.
You guys razz me for flying here every morning listening to really loud music, but looks like the rap music.
But you're listening to Benny Benassi.
Yeah. No, I'm listening to rap sometimes.
One more time.
There was a text message we got earlier this morning. We talked about this earlier. And they asked, is it rap, like North American rap, or is it UK rap? Like, is it like drill or grime rap, something like that?
Ooh, I hope it's UK rap.
It's based out of the UK, so I guess you could assume that's UK rap.
Dizzy Rascal, what's up?
City of Toronto is going to be painting physical distancing circles at Trinity Bellwoods Park again this spring. They had them installed last year to ensure safety when people were out enjoying the park, and it seemed to work. And it was such a big deal at the time that CP24 had a helicopter above the park monitoring the spraying of the circles. So let's hope that we have the same coverage again this year, because we need something to watch. And that is what is trending. I'm TJ.
We want you to make money. We want you to make money at our expense. So we want to give you $250, and all you have to do is throw up an Insta story tagging at Virgin Radio Toronto, verifying that you're listening to the radio station. If you want to know what it looks like, you can check out Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram right now. A bunch of other people have already entered, and we are reposting you. And so we're going to throw you up on our feed. And then, of course, you got half an hour. 10:30 is when we close the contest. You get that. We pick you at random. You win $250. And coming up, the everyday payday. We got a keyword for you. Imagine $100 every day for 365. It's not a bad little salary.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right, so I want to bring on somebody special. His name is Joshua Kalpin. He's part of the team that put together the Twitter account that has gone completely viral, especially in the last few weeks, at VaxHuntersCan on Twitter. And their whole goal here is to help you find where you can get your vaccine fastest in your area, and they update it every single day. So let's welcome Joshua on. First off, thank you so much for what you're doing.
You.
It's incredible. Can you explain for anybody that's not heard of this account yet why they should follow and what they're going to get?
So Vaccine Hunters Canada, we're kind of we started really as a vaccine awareness. It's now more evolved into from just giving eligibility requirements and helping book to almost being a communication/advertising channels for available vaccines across the country and various clinics that are happening. I would say we're evolving from like TMZ being on the beat all the time of entertainment reporting to more long form like Oprah's interview with Prince Harry.
Right there.
Finally, a language I understand.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the thing here is you're not political, so it's apolitical. Yep. There will be none of that. And there are other rules that people should know when being a part of your message boards and you know, tweeting you guys questions, and what are they?
Yeah, so rule number one is don't be a jerk.
Yeah.
Like, obvious, right? Like, but the main thing that we're focused on is getting eligible people vaccines, not bending the rules, not faking medical conditions or other things. I'm not even going to say which ones people talk about all the time because I don't need to give people ideas. Just really the goal is to get eligible people vaccinated as soon as possible. And it's really important if you're eligible to go get your vaccine and not feel guilty about it.
So where do you get your information on where the vaccines are?
So we don't call hospitals or pharmacies. I just want to be clear. We don't call clinics because that's harassing. We follow, of course, all the public health unit stuff on Twitter, and that's where we get a lot of information. But we get tips from the community. We're being a little more careful with some of the tips because we have a tendency to summon a mob, which is good sometimes, but like if you have a tiny little pharmacy that only has 30 vaccine doses, we don't need to send them 1,000 people across the entire GTA. Now we're starting to work directly with a lot of these like mobile hotspot vaccination clinics.
Amazing.
And right. with the various health units in the various regions across Ontario.
So, Josh, there's a personal touch about this for you as well, because how many months before the pandemic started did you move back to Toronto, which is your hometown?
Yeah, I moved back in November 2019, and then the pandemic got bad. Like, I started working from home March 1st.
And from there, it's you and a few other people, and you guys all have full-time jobs. You're not asking for money. You're not taking any funds. This is all something that you guys do on your own, on
helping
your spare
out.
Time. And 150,000 people are on this Twitter account.
We hit 150,000 this morning? That's good.
I think so. Yeah, I think. Hold on, let me check it.
But yeah, no, we're not quite there yet. 147,000. We'll get there.
Sorry.
We'll get
there. I'm sorry.
We tend to round up on this show.
Yeah.
I'm a math major, so that's what you're getting. Yeah, we have full-time jobs. I'll say my boss, who does not live in Toronto, but has been super flexible with all this, and we don't want your money. We want you to give your money to the people that are treating all the sick people.
Yeah, that's right. So, guys, I just want to say round of applause to Josh and
his
team
thank
there.
You, darling.
You and Andrew and everybody else working so hard. Yeah. Thank you so much. If you want to follow them on Twitter, it's at VaxHuntersCan. V-A-X Hunters C-A-N. Definitely worthwhile to check it out. Josh, thanks so much for your time this
thank
morning,
you.
Buddy.
Thank you.
She's here to help.
You can be friends with your ex.
Even if it gets a little weird.
Stop kissing him in the woods. It's Dax the Love Guru on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
If only you'd taken that advice in high school, Jax.
Pardon me?
Kissing you heard him.
In the woods. Yeah, no. You leave me in the woods alone. It's a private place.
Producer Jesse, what's the question submitted to 99.9virginradio.ca today?
So Emily emailed us and said, TikTok has ruined my wedding day.
We were supposed
to have a massive wedding in 2023 to celebrate our big day in the post-COVID world. But my fiance watched one TikTok and now he doesn't know what he wants. Here's the TikTok he watched.
Oh, I got to play it, right? Okay,
yes.
All right, here we go.
Weddings, biggest scam of all time. Explain to me how a retirement party for 200 people, fully catered with room rental, chairs, the whole nine, cost $6,000, but a wedding costs $25,000 in the exact same location with the exact same caterers. It's because you put the word wedding in front of it. I had a huge wedding. I'd say 99% of the people I don't even speak to anymore.
Wow.
Save your money. If you have to have a big wedding, just tell everyone it's a retirement party. Show up in a dress and get married. Save yourself 80%. It's stupid.
Jax, can you somehow fix my big day and get me back my roaring 20s wedding?
Okay, so here's my problem with him saying, I didn't know this. You did know this. You did know that weddings are expensive. You knew that their markup is insane. And you being like, I don't know if I want to get married anymore to your partner isn't a good excuse. You're just being cheap. 100% the wedding is marked up and way too much. But you guys got to meet halfway. Like, you know your girl wants to get married. You can't use a TikTok as like your get out of jail free card. No, absolutely not. Meet halfway. It's going to be expensive. Bite the bullet. Don't go crazy, but bite the bullet.
Adam, you've been married.
Why is everybody looking at the divorce guy?
Well, you've been married before.
Oh, I'm the divorce guy.
Yeah, okay. Ask him.
Oh, I bet he's going to respond. By the way, yeah, the guy's right. Weddings are outrageously expensive. And here's
but we
the
all
thing.
Know what do
you
that.
You boil, you boil them? Down a wedding. They are just a big dinner party with feelings. It's a family get-together
right.
that everybody's got an opinion on. And everybody gets offended when you don't do it your way. Oh, but your grandmother did it this way and her mother did it that. Who cares? Here's the thing with a wedding. All right? If you can throw it in your backyard, do it. You can make it beautiful. I've been to backyard weddings. They're stunning.
Yeah, but maybe they can't. Maybe they can't.
If you can throw it on your patio, on your balcony of the condo that you rent.
If you can do it in the shed, do it. Like,
do
no.
It.
Do it in Bellwoods. They're yeah. painting those circles on the
yeah,
ground.
It's
perfect.
No. Marriage circles.
No, don't here's give it. No.
No, okay.
It's representative.
So here's the, what's the Netflix show, Marriage or Mortgage?
Yeah.
Pick Mortgage.
Okay. True.
Pick Mortgage.
Yes. True.
Not the question.
Yeah, that's not yeah. the question.
Sorry.
Here's my problems with marriage.
Anyway, that's my soapbox.
Adam Wilde spent too much money on his own wedding is now mad. Okay, so but here's my thing is that he knew that this was going to be costly. 100% it is too much, but you got to meet halfway. You can't use this TikTok as your excuse.
I have an alternative plan.
What?
All right.
Here's what you do. The guy needs to start grabbing all the bills for the wedding. and just start sneaking in an extra zero into every quote and show it to his partner and be like, look, it's even more than we thought.
Why would you lie to her?
$50,000 to rent
a
hall.
That's weird.
That you know, doesn't work. I think it does work.
No, the advice is for her, not him. Lying.
So she wants, just so I get back to this, she wants to what?
She wants a giant wedding in 2023 with all of her friends that she's missed throughout the pandemic.
Right.
And he's saw this TikTok and he's like, you know what? I don't think that's a good idea. Let's do something else. And she's like, no, I want my wedding.
So my advice to her is, as the love guru, communicate with your partner that you still do want a big wedding. Definitely take into mind his feelings and his worries and
but ultimately
his hesitations. Yeah. No.
Do you know what's gonna happen here anyway?
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that. You know as well as I know what's going to happen
here. I didn't.
She's going to get her wedding. You know that.
I said, no, I was done talking. No. Did you?
Fair enough.
Communicate, but you got to meet halfway. Understand that he's hesitant. It's going to be a lot. But also, you have, you know, vocalized that you want a wedding. Maybe it can't be as big as you want, but you still want a wedding.
So the question is this. 416-872-9999-999-999 to text. Do you agree with Jax? Do you think she should say, oh, you know, listen, I take your feelings and that's true, but this is what I still want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Meet halfway is what
I'm
saying.
How did that work? Like, if you're in a situation where legitimately you're like, you guys have different views on what the wedding should be. How did you come to an agreement? How did you get together on that? Let's get specific examples so that we can back up what Jax is saying.
Or maybe what I'm saying, which is just spend the money elsewhere.
Or
you
maybe
a really nice vacation.
Like
what TJ's saying, which is just lie on all the documents to try and save the money.
For sure. Start the marriage off by lying.
That
it's
doesn't
a really,
even make sense,
really
TJ.
Good
kinda
idea.
Makes sense.
999 to text. 416-872-9999. Virgin Mornings. Love Guru.
She's here to help.
You can be friends with your ex.
Even if it gets a little weird.
Stop kissing him in the woods. It's Jax the Love Guru on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What's our story, producer Jesse?
We got this email and she says that TikTok has ruined her wedding day. She wanted a big wedding in 2023 to celebrate post-pandemic and the roaring 20s. But then her fiance watched this TikTok and he wants a small wedding.
Weddings, biggest scam of all time. Explain to me how a retirement party for 200 people, fully catered with room rental, chairs, the whole nine, costs $6,000, but a wedding costs $25,000 in the exact same location with the exact same caterers. It's because you put the word wedding in front of it. I had a huge wedding. I'd say 99% of the people I don't even speak to anymore. Save your money. If you have to have a big wedding, just tell everyone it's a retirement party. Show up in a dress and get married. Save yourself 80%. It's stupid.
Like, is this shocking to him? Like, he knew this. Like, she wants a big wedding, and maybe it's too big for him, but, like, she does have to communicate to him, like, I know that you may be a bit hesitant against this. Let's meet halfway. But he can't use his TikTok as, like, breaking news, weddings are expensive, hon, we can't do it. You know what I mean? Like,
that's not how it works. How expensive something is. Like, obviously, you know that weddings are expensive, but to hear that the difference between the hall is grand to $25,000, that's news. I didn't know that.
It's frustrating. So like, they don't necessarily have to get the $25,000 hall. I agree with that. Like, I'm saying that they should meet halfway, but don't be like, whoa, man, that's nuts.
All right. So what are the text messages saying? Because the question we wanted to pose to you is, you had to deal with this. You wanted a big wedding, they wanted a small wedding, or vice versa. How did you guys meet in the middle?
From the 416, here's the thing. We had a pretty big wedding, but we did save a ton of money because we did a bunch of do-it-yourself options for things, like the invites. I made the centerpieces, which were beautiful. Like, honestly, you can be thrifty and still have the day that you want.
Yeah.
Yo, you know what was the biggest waste of money in my wedding?
What's that?
The save the dates. What a pointless thing that is.
Send an email. Yeah.
Send an email. And also, like, don't get sucked into this whole thing about having to send people invites on anything other than the internet for free.
Adams, okay, so since you have been married before, would you say those are the biggest waste of money?
Well, yeah, because you can spend $400 or $500 on that. A photographer alone, can be like $5,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you just say wedding, and it's like, so if you can find somebody in your family who's mildly good at pictures.
No, don't do that. That's not a good
definitely
idea.
Definitely
I got a really good iPhone.
No, you won't get the same product as from a photographer.
And that's okay. You'll live.
I love you, but you're divorced, so maybe we should be taking your advice.
You were at my wedding.
I was.
And it was fun.
It was a blast.
Okay.
No, Jax hated it, apparently.
Stop it.
It sounds like she called the divorce,
Listen,
too.
I cut every possible corner we could. Like, we honestly, we tried to cheap out wherever we could. We called in every favor we possibly could, and we were still multiple.
Yeah, but you're saying it like a badge of honor.
Oh, it's not. It wasn't great.
Thank you, Jesse.
What is I'm not happy about it.
Adam, what's something you cut that people were like, you cut this?
Well, okay. So it was really
the
hard
ceremony.
To get me off. No. Ceremony was good. We did it at City Hall, which is nice.
Yeah.
And we didn't invite everybody to the ceremony because, let's be honest, nobody wants to be at the ceremony.
Yeah.
Like, no, unless it's your parents.
I know.
So we had, I remember we basically just did the kind of the dinner and everything. And it was everything my ex-wife could do to get me to not do a cash bar. Like, I was like,
yeah.
I was like, let's do the first couple drinks and then everybody else afterwards. And she's like, no, we're not doing that. But it was one of those, I would recommend that. Because A, it stops people from pounding booze.
That's
like,
true.
A lot of people say
it's really, really true. Yeah.
You get some family members, and I love my family. I do.
Yeah.
But you get some family members who get a little out of control.
Yeah, they take it as a booze. Personal challenge.
100%. And so that's why I actually advocate cash bars, because it's safer. It's better.
Also, side note is don't do hard liquor. I've seen people do that. Like, open
like
bars
just wine and
just
beer?
Like beer or wine, and then it gets a little less rowdy, so there's a little heads up.
We had another text coming from the 905. My daughter's getting married in August, and we cut costs by making a lot of the decorations and flower arrangements, etc. We have a huge barn and a field booked, beautiful venue, virtual stag and doe to help with the cost. The whole thing costs under $8,000.
Oh, cool.
That's incredible. That is that's
I mean, it helps if you have a barn.
Did she say she has a barn?
They own a barn, yeah.
They have a barn. Yeah.
So, you know,
she said I have a barn.
The $500,000 to $1 million you need for the piece of land for the barn to already be on it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, $8,000.
Yeah, it pays for itself.
Any others?
Last one. Jax is wrong. TJ will be single one day with his way. And Adam is 100% right. Save your money. Love has nothing to do with marriage.
Okay, well that wasn't really the answer that we were looking for. So, at the end of the day, Jax, it's communicate, right?
Oh, it like every week it's just communicate. Every week.
But Jax, can't you solve our problems for us?
Just talk to each other.
Now, what else you got?
Be reasonable.
We're calling the winner back, by the way, from Verified Virgin Radio. So if you tagged us, we might call you.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know what Amy did this morning?
What?
She woke up. She put 2 feet on the ground. I'm assuming she got dressed. And she verified that she listens to 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You don't need to be dressed to be on Instagram.
You
that's
don't. Well, no, that's true.
I'm not dressed right now.
If you want a following, don't dress. But hey, Amy, congratulations. $250 just for sending us an Insta story saying, hey, I'm listening to you guys this morning.
Yes, I was. I have been. Well, thank you so much. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. Ciao.
Thanks for that, TJ.
Oh, my God.
I'm helping.
That's it for us for the week. We hope that you've had a good time. We certainly have. Going to be an absolutely gorgeous weekend. 17 and sunny today, 16 tomorrow, 12 Sunday. Maybe it gets warmer than that. Who knows? And next Tuesday, guys, 20
Woo!
Degrees.
Love that.
It's almost like summer's coming.
Almost as
almost.
Though.
Almost.
You know, it's almost May, so yeah, you would expect.
No, you guys ask me all the time for my blind optimism about the spring and summer. And
I can't
here
wait
it is.
Till, you know, that summer will eventually hit. And then in October, Jax will be like, well, it's getting colder, but summer
see
is
those
coming.
Leaves? Yeah. Those leaves are changing.
I, from the bottom of my soul, hope the two of you get burnt. Okay? You hear me? I hope you get burnt.
I probably will, and it won't be anything to do with your wishes. Okay. It's just going to happen.
Have a wonderful weekend. I just want to remind you, your everyday payday. This is $100 every single day for 365 days. Going to happen for you again at 1, 3, and 5 this afternoon. Happy Friday. We love you. Thank you so much for listening.
Ciao.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.